You and I were talking earlier about how dangerous Memphis is now. The fact that it's the deadliest city in the country at the moment. Because I was just telling you, my mom was there this last weekend. So I was reading somebody's account of going out to Bridge Street the other day. And she said it was her 16-year-old cousin and her friend. And they found that they were being followed by an older man who asked them what they were doing that night. And they excused themselves from him. And they walked all the way down to one end and walked all the way back. And he was still following them. So this lady comes up to him. She says, can I walk you to a car? Because she noticed what was going on. And they accepted. And they said the man still followed them to their car. And they were terrified to the point of tears. So let me tell you this. If you are afraid, be loud. Don't get quieter. Don't make yourself smaller. Say loudly, why are you following me? I don't know you. Take video as you head to a nearby store or open business. Make it obvious. Don't try to, because, you know, just once you get to that store, you can wait a bit. You can ask an escort to your car from there. Be aware, even when you get in your car, whether someone follows you out. And if someone does follow you in their car, don't drive to your house. Drive to the police station. We get to where we don't want to offend somebody or be impolite, and we start questioning ourselves rather than our own instincts. Don't ignore your instincts. So much. We minimize ourselves even when we feel unsafe. These people are predators, people who are bullies. They thrive and they rely on this behavior. So when you react loudly, when you react big, not only is this something that grabs everybody's attention and suddenly everybody's looking at this person, it scares them off. It is also practice in standing up for yourself. So I want to encourage you. Not just in these situations, stand up to your obstacles, stand up to people who want to belittle you or push you around or people that scare you. You will find that they don't have half the strength that you think they have, and you have more than you realized.
Wow.
So I hope those girls hear that today.
Yes, because, you know, you really don't think about it in those cases, but you're right. I love
think
that.
About
get
somebody,
loud.
You start getting quieter, and you start walking faster, and suddenly you find yourself, and you're small, and you're quiet, and that makes you look more like a victim. And suddenly you're unnoticed by everybody else around you except the person who has it in their head that they're going to victimize you. So I want y'all to take care of yourselves and stand up for yourselves.
That's some good information this morning.